Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Fun day today. It's always good when we have games. And the Sweet 16 tips off at 5:30 today. Our game day is Hummus and Hummus. Fifth generation owned in America, 1905. Boar's Head. Put together an amazing Boar's Head charcuterie board and watched some really, really good basketball throughout the evening. Boar's Head, compromise elsewhere. Good morning. Welcome in. Out of Bounds, 105.9, The Zone, ESPN. And also Bulldog Burger. Great place to watch the games. Bulldog Burger, Lake Harbor in Ridgeland. Bulldog Burger in Starkville. And Bulldog Burger in Tupelo. We want to thank you for streaming the show outside of our terrestrial radio space. Thanks for streaming in Hattiesburg, Starkville, Oxford, the coast. And out-of-state numbers continue to grow. We love you. We appreciate it. Thanks for going to Apple Podcasts, searching Out of Bounds with Bow Bounds. And well into seven figures downloads in 2022. And off to a great start in 2023. And then we got college baseball this weekend. Plus the Mud Bugs Bash. The Mud Bugs Bash at Mud Bugs Old Fannin. Live music all day. Amazing crawfish and shrimp. It's also a good place to watch the Elite Eight on Saturday. Mud Bugs, crawfish, shrimp, two locations, both in Rankin County. And they do a great job, Matt, Sandra, and Paul, and the team all at Mud Bugs. And they have Yingling on tap. Oh, celebrate. Cold Yingling, some good crawfish and shrimp. Blake, you said you were going to throw something out at me?
Yes. Okay. So we were talking chips and dip, and then you just mentioned Mud Bugs, and two things I think about, or those are two things that I think about go with what? Cold beer, right?
Yeah.
You eat crawfish, you want cold beer. You have a game day party, whether it's for March Madness or the Super Bowl or college baseball or whatever it might be. You need a cold beer with it, right? Well,
heck yeah.
I'll be honest. I've had a lot of cold beers. You've had a lot of cold beers, right? You've had different types from Yingling to Blue Moon to stuff that like is super craft, like Fertile Ground, right?
Yeah.
Where you're not going to go get it at a store, right? And maybe you've been all over the world, and you've probably tried some non-American beers that you can't get over here, right? And some unique things that you wouldn't think to try. Well, I got something new that you're going to get to try, hopefully sooner than later. I don't know how you're going to feel about it, though.
Okay.
How would you feel about having a nice ice-cold beer from Powder?
Beer from Powder.
That's right. A German brewery, a German monastery-based brewery, and I'm going to butcher the hell out of this name, Klosterbrauerei Neuzell. That's the name of the brewery. That's German. They have developed the world's first powdered beer. It is a carbonated beer powder that you mix with water that they claim tastes and behaves exactly like a real beer. So the next time you want a nice ice cold beer, just rip open a packet of powdered German beer, pour it into a cup of water, and you're ready to go.
I'm trying to wrap my brain around that.
So your first question might be why? Why do we need a powdered beer? Well, here's the thought process.
Okay.
It's environmentally more friendly, and it's cheaper and easier to transport with a smaller carbon footprint. So imagine if you're a beer, if you're a bar, instead of having to buy a keg, you can buy like a whole flat of powdered beer and mix it as you go.
Okay.
How are you feeling about powdered beer?
I don't think it's something that I'm going to run to. But
I mean, you have powdered coffee, powdered milk.
Mm-hmm. I don't drink powdered milk.
No. But think about if you go camping now or hiking. Now you can take your beer with you. Lightweight.
Well, I have a cooler.
Yeah, but if you're hiking, you're not hiking with a cooler, right?
Well, now they can roll, but I see where you're going.
Yeah, but okay. That's different. You're talking about like rolling from your car to the campsite. I'm talking about hiking, right?
Okay.
My buddy hiked the whole Appalachian Trail. Hiked the whole Pacific Coast Trail.
I just put a bottle of Long Branch in my backpack.
That's heavy, though, and that won't last. I could tear through that bottle in two nights. What if you're out there for 4 months? You're hiking.
I guess I'll curb my beverage
intake. Powdered beer, man. Now you can pack your powdered beer on the road with you.
I'm going to pass on this craze.
Yeah, you don't seem sold on the powdered beer.
Well, I thought about beers overseas, and the first thing that jumped out at me was like a good beer.
Guinness.
Or Chimay.
Yeah, okay. I could do that.
From Belgium. I mean, Chimay is amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Talking about good beer. So anyway, all right, what's next? We going back into, did you see some of these chips and dip recommendations?
Yeah.
I can't believe you threw out French onion dip.
It's
and how bad that is. I thought Kendall Collins really stole the show when he said you can't combine Rotel and queso.
Yes,
and he's right.
They're both cheese dip based dips.
Yes, and I'd like to hear from our listeners. I don't think you combine Rotel and queso into the same category. Because it's National Chip and Dip Day, and if you listen to this show, you know how much Blake and I love chips and dip. I got to be careful with them. But now, like tonight, watching the Sweet 16, you know, I can get into some chips and dip, some nachos, whatever. But Kendall on the agup.com text line said, you can't combo Rotel and queso.
Yeah, he's wrong.
Queso at most might have refried beans in it. Rotel can have numerous variations, which I didn't think he makes a good point there at the end. And then he also says, plus your chips are different.
No.
Queso must have tortilla chips. And then he said, Rotel can be Ruffles.
No.
Fritos. Or tortilla chips.
He's so bass-ackwards, it's not even funny.
I do love fact that when I mentioned Blaylock's in Orange Beach or Pensacola or Destin or wherever you like to go. I mean, go to Bay St. Louis, go to Gulfport. Biloxi, I was just there last week. Awesome. But people went crazy over the smoked tuna dip at Blaylock's. Have you had that yet, Blake?
Not at Blaylock's, but I have had smoked tuna dip at some good restaurants. Yes, absolutely.
And if you get good smoked tuna dip, at a restaurant or some kind of boutique seafood market, yes, or just market, yeah, like a Blaylock's.
Yeah. If you live on the coast.
You're living right.
Yeah, if you live on the coast, I'm sure there's like a farmer's market type thing,
right,
that you could go get some. Yeah.
Right.
Tuna, you could give me tuna in almost any form other than canned, and I'm going to be into it.
No,
you know what I mean?
I'm with you. I love it. And also, they sell fresh tuna.
Correct.
That you can do any number. It depends on where you're staying at the beach.
Yeah.
But you can throw it in a cast iron. You can throw it on the grill.
Slice it raw.
You slice it raw and put a little, you know, whatever it is, olive oil or whatever it is you want to do.
Yeah.
Joe Knockin from Independent Roofing Systems sent us something here. I thought this was good. And I haven't had this.
Joe was the ceviche, right?
Yes. But he also hit us up with.
Have you had poke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Coastal Orange Beach. They have a key lime tuna poke appetizer.
Yeah.
Fresh cut yellowtail tuna over a bed of island rice. topped with a mix of fresh avocado, pineapple salsa, and a drizzle of spicy mayo, accompanied with, I thought this was the kicker, accompanied with jalapeno pickled relish. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I don't know that I'd call
marry that with a Tito's and water with several lemons or oranges on the beach. You are living right.
Patron margarita. That's what I'd go.
Good Lord.
With a poke, I'd go Patron margarita.
Patron reposado.
But I'm watching my
margarita
figure, so I'd keep it healthy.
Nice. You just laughed. Yeah, you're not watching your figure. Good Lord.
Watching it explode.
Smash some onion rings at Burgers, Blues, and Barbecue B3 before the games tonight. Ron Fowler, Roll Tide Ron Fowler. Bama's now a basketball school, and I'm rooting against them. Coming up next.